Many blessings to you all and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Luke 5, 33 to 35. The Gospel according to St. Luke chapter 5, verse 33 to 35. They said to him, John's disciples often fast and pray, and so do the disciples of the Pharisees. But yours go on eating and drinking. Jesus answered, can you make the friends of the bridegroom fast while he is with them? But the time will come when the bridegroom will be taken from them. In those days they will fast. My theme for reflection is when the bridegroom is near. When the bridegroom is near. A little boy was asked why he never cried when he fell. With a big grin, he said, because my dad always picks me up before I even think about it. He had absolute confidence in his father's presence. But imagine his shock the first time he fell, looked around, and his father wasn't there. That's when he truly understood what it meant to miss something he had always taken for granted. In Luke 5, 33 to 35, the Pharisees and disciples of John ask Jesus why his disciples do not fast like they do. Jesus responds with a striking image. The guests of the bridegroom do not fast while the groom is with them. Why should they? The time for fasting, for longing, will come when the bridegroom is taken away. Jesus' answer reveals something powerful about the nature of fasting. The Pharisees saw fasting as a religious duty, a way to earn favor or prove devotion. But Jesus reframes fasting as a response to absence. His disciples did not need to fast because they had everything they needed. God was literally walking among them. But he knew a time was coming when he would be gone, and then they would long for him. They would fast, not out of duty, but out of desire. Lent is a season of fasting, but if we see it only as a religious obligation, we miss the point. Fasting is not about proving our holiness. It is about cultivating our hunger for God. It is about recognizing his absence in parts of our lives and longing for his presence. I once met a woman who, after years of battling distractions in her prayer life, decided to fast not from food, but from noise. For 40 days, she gave up unnecessary background music, constant phone scrolling, and empty conversations. By the end of Lent, she told me, for the first time I felt what it meant to hunger for God. I realized how much I had been filling my life with noise instead of his presence. It was John Piper who once said, at great cost to himself, God gave us what we needed above all things, himself for our enjoyment forever. That is the heart of Jesus' message. He came to give us himself. When we fast, it should not be out of obligation, but out of a deep longing for more of him. But here is the challenge. Are we aware of his absence? Do we miss him? Or have we filled our lives with so many distractions that we don't even realize he's gone? The disciples on the road to Emmaus didn't recognize Jesus at first because they were caught up in their disappointment. Sometimes we do the same. We expect God to work in a certain way, and when he doesn't, we miss his presence altogether. Lent invites us to step back, to recognize our hunger, to admit where we have grown cold, and to fast not just from food, but from anything that numbs our desire for God. Jesus reminds us that true fasting is not about earning points with God. It is about waking up to our need for him. two questions for reflection. One, what in my life has dulled my hunger for God? Have I been filling my soul with distractions rather than his presence? Number two, how can I make fasting a way to deepen my longing for God rather than just a religious practice? Now let's take a practical exercise for today. Identify one thing that has been taking up space in your life and distracting you from seeking God. Maybe social media, television, or unnecessary busyness. Fast from it today and use that time to sit in silence, pray, and invite Jesus into the space you have created. Lord Jesus, you are the fullness of life, yet so often we settle for lesser things. Teach us to long for you again. Remove the distractions that keep us from your presence. When we fast, may it not be out of duty, but out of a deep hunger for you. Let our hearts burn within us as we recognize you in the breaking of the bread, in the silence, in the longing. Amen.